This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com.
You know, if you think about it, we're faced with questions every day. You wake up and you go, what am I going to wear today? Or wait, when was that meeting? Or what's for dinner? What am I making for dinner? Where are we going to go? You know, those are easy questions, right? But when you're considering retirement, those questions can get a little more complicated. So I want to go with that right now on this part of our show. What are some questions we should be asking ourselves if we're getting close to retirement, Camille?
Yeah. So some of the main questions, and we hear, you know, all different combinations of these, but the common questions that we're constantly asked are, when can I retire, right? You want to make sure, am I retiring at the right time? Have I saved enough? Will my money last me long enough? You know, I wish we all knew our checkout dates, because Jeff and I always joke around, you know, then we could do perfect planning if you wanted to spend, you know, every last penny.
Yeah.
But, you know, we really don't know how long we're going to last. So, you know, it's beneficial to make sure, do you have a plan that could last further than maybe you think you're going to live? Because none of us know. And then one of the other big questions we get asked is, will my loved ones be okay if something happens to me? Mm. You know, that's a question wrapped up in whether or not it means you've passed away, if you're needing some sort of care, so like long-term care, things like that. And then also, you know, the potential tax ramifications of now being single if, you know, you're married. So there's a lot of questions out there, and they all kind of fold into really solving the biggest question, and that is, will I be okay?
Yeah, exactly. Will I be okay in retirement? And, you know, you mentioned, have I saved enough? And I bet that question really, truly is probably one of the first ones people say or ask you when they come in to see you, right? How do you help them find that answer?
Yeah, that's one. I've had people come in, you know, saying, hey, you know, I read these reports and it says that, you know, I need $1.5 million in order to retire at this age. And I say, you know, I think that's a great starting point for people to kind of go, okay, you know, a realistic, hey, I might need this much because it's going to be expensive. But the biggest thing is, and this is where Jeff and myself and our team here at Monolith, you know, we look beyond just the total number of assets you have, but how does it actually work together? That's the first key area in our Monolith Money Map, is solving for the income planning. So making sure, do you have enough income to last the rest of your life? And then how do we need to go about making sure your other assets are invested to make sure you don't run out of money? And then looking at your expenses, the tax ramifications. So sometimes it's just knowing, how do all these components fit together in order to give you, you know, the answer to say, hey, you have, or, oh, like your plan's going to fall short if you live past maybe age 94. You know, how comfortable does that make you feel?
Cool. I love that. Yeah, that's wonderful. And I'm sure that really presents a nice, clear picture for people. So speaking of just making sure, you know, that your money lasts throughout your entire life, however long you live, how many sources of income do people typically have in retirement, Jeff?
More than they think.
Really?
Yeah. And when I say that, it's really interesting. You know, we've had the couple, I'll call them Bob and Mary, that came in. And they're trying to decide if they can retire. And he's done the spreadsheets and everything like that. And they're mid-60s and both still working. And they were hoping to retire in about a year. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking at his spreadsheets and he's like, okay, there's a pension. She has a pension. They're drawing from their retirement accounts. They have some rental property, which is great. You know, so they had different sources of income. And they looked at us and they said, yeah, but we're like, looks like a couple thousand short. And Camille and I looked at each other and went, did you consider Social Security yet? And they looked at each other like, oh no. It's just one of those cases where we do this every day. So, you know, our minds think out of the box all the time. We're always looking for different sources that we know of that are out there that they can touch base on. And it was one of those situations that, yeah, more than not, we actually kind of run across stuff like that. another couple that we did the same thing with, and they were like $1,000 short. And they didn't know that the wife, who hadn't worked the whole time, could get half of his Social Security when he started taking his, if he was over a certain age and she was over a certain age.
Right, right.
You know, it's really interesting when you sit down with us and we go ahead and go through a series of questions and ask you, you know, first of all, what's your budget? But then find out, okay, where are all your sources of income? And, you know, it's interesting when, like, some people, they'll go, oh, well, we put in our budget, our house payment, and it's $2,500 a month. I said, did you put an end date? And they look at us like, huh? And I said, well, when's your house going to be paid off? Mm-hmm. Oh, we got it paid off in 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Well, guess what? In 5 years, are you going to have $2,500 more? And they looked at each other and went, yes. We'll have that house paid off and we'll have, yes. So I said, and Camille's like, can you see yourself spending more of your other money now, knowing that you're not going to have to spend that $2,500 in 5 years? And that's really what we're trying to do, is make a plan that fits you, understanding your plan can change, but let's get started with a plan. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. Just call 916-884-2584. Let's see if we can start planning together.
I love it. Yeah, maybe you can retire earlier than you thought, or maybe you're going to be okay, you know, and you were worried about, oh, we, you know, we got to figure out how we're going to get more money. Jeff and Camille do this, like Jeff just said, every single day, and they can help you plan out your own retirement. Get some guidance. That's what the show is all about. They will provide you with a Monolith Money Map. That's the guidance, and it's going to be personalized for you. It's their goal to help you achieve the retirement of your dreams. Go in and see them. Check them out at monolithfinancial.com. And we thank you so much for joining us. This is the Monolith Money Show with father-daughter legacy team Jeff and Camille of Monolith Financial Group. All right, let's talk about some other ways then that you guys help people figure out that retirement date. That's exciting, isn't it?
It is. It's actually one of my favorite parts. And I actually have a book coming out just in regards to being basically one bad day away from retiring. Aww. And really looking at everything to go, okay, when can I retire? Is it maybe sooner than I think? And when we sit down with people here in the office, we ask them, if you could retire earlier, would you want to? Because that is a big thing for people. Some people, they absolutely love their job and they're like, I'm going to work until like I'm kicked out of the building. And I'm like, that's great. And then we've got some people that are like, oh, I know I just have to work until I'm 65. So within our program, I mess around with different ages and timeframes saying, okay, well, could you maybe retire at 64 and 6 months? You know, one of the biggest things we consider is how are you going to pay for medical if you retire prior to 65? I've met with couples where they go, oh, well, my wife or my husband is younger than me, so I'll just switch to their company plan in the meantime, and then I'll switch to Medicare when I'm 65. Those are some fun things to consider that a lot of times without sitting and talking through different options, you may not even consider. And truly looking at retirement and figuring out, you know, when you can retire, what we're really trying to do is say, how can we potentially help improve your life? We want to make this last, you know, maybe third of your life just fun. And so we want to get to know you and understand, what do you want to do when you retire? A lot of times you'll hear Jeff and myself say, we want to make sure that we front load your plan. And that's a big reason why we have our clients or the people who are interested in working with us do a budget, because we need to understand how you spend money so that we can add inflation where inflation is properly due. And then also discover, you know, where we're going to be pulling these funds for you to maybe take on trips. I sat with a couple via Zoom just this week and we were going over their retirement plan. And I said, hey, my system is spitting out that you're going to have a spending problem. And they went, what? I said, a spending problem. You're not spending enough.
That's always fun.
Yeah. And it was so funny. They're like, ooh, I like that problem. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, so what are you maybe not doing now that you wish you could do? And so they said, you know what? Let's look to say if we spent $50,000 a year for the next 6 to 7 years, are we still comfortable? Is our plan still, you know, intact? And that is the amazing thing about our planning software is we can throw in those type of adjustments and say, yeah, you're still good to go. Or maybe not 50, maybe it's closer to like 20,000, or maybe it's just one big trip and then you take smaller ones. But that's the great part about Jeff and myself and the team here at Monolith is we truly are your partners in retirement. And so sometimes we will have to, you know, act as the bumper or the guardrails for your retirement to just kind of say, hey, like, chill your spending, or hey, you want to spend more. So I absolutely love that ability. If you have questions that you would like answered, or you're wondering, when can I retire? We've worked with many families, and John the other day from Roseville, he called us and we were able to talk about his personal situation, and we can do the same for you. Maybe we can help you find maybe one thing to improve on your retirement, or maybe we could help you retire earlier than planned. So give us a call, 916-884-2584. Once again, that number is 916-884-2584. And we look forward to helping you discover a comfortable retirement.
You think about it, saving money for retirement is one thing, right? It's a whole different ballgame in making sure your money lasts. Because the problem is, you don't know how long you're going to live in retirement. I wish we could all know that, but we don't.
No, we don't want to know that.
And actually, we don't, do we? No, we don't want to know. You're right. But once we are confident that, okay, I've saved enough money, I am going to retire, then Camille, how do you help people ensure they're not going to outlive their savings?
Well, this is why, number one, we have a plan, right? It's really important to understand how do all those five different key components of your retirement plan work together to help you create that confident, comfortable retirement. That's going to be looking at things like, where's your income coming from? You know, how much of that income is guaranteed? Is there a cost of living adjustment or an increase that you may get? So a lot of times we're looking at, you know, Social Security. When do we take Social Security for people? I have my certificate from the National Social Security Administration that I've taken extensive training in order to help people understand more so how to optimize their Social Security. So get the most out of Social Security that fits them and their situation. And, you know, there's people who have pensions. So does it make sense if you have the option to take the payout from the company, a lump sum, or take their pension offering? A lot of companies, unfortunately, don't offer pensions anymore. So a lot of people and a lot of news articles have been coming out with saying, hey, we need to help Americans create kind of their own self-directed pensions. And that's what we do here at Monolith a lot is look at, all right, if there is an income shortage in your retirement plan for guaranteed funds, well, we need to go ahead and look at our options in order to say, how can we potentially fill that void so that you've got enough money coming in to pay your lifestyle living expenses, right? Because we don't want people to go into retirement and then have to budget even more prior to, or to maybe not do things that they wanted to do. You've worked your whole life. Now is the time to enjoy it. So we got to look at things like that. We also have to pay attention to how risky you are potentially invested. We need to look at your tax efficiency. We need to look at your healthcare plan. And then we also need to look at your legacy plan, whether that is for your heirs, like children, maybe family members or a spouse. That's really important. And so we look at all those areas and we say, how did these work? What if a situation happens? That way we can really understand, you know, with inflation that just happened and it's at all-time highs, people are really nervous of their spending ability. Well, our planning can say, and I did this for one of my clients, he just goes, Camille, I want you to show 5% and that just compounding every single year. Am I going to be okay? And that was his personal situation. It doesn't work out the same for everyone.
Right.
But that is what we do, is to help give you that confidence. So when life throws you curveballs, which we know it does, we can help say, how do we need to maybe adjust your plan for that?
So the common theme here is plan. You have to have a plan for all of these things that could happen throughout, you know, your life in retirement. So I want to go to some of those curveballs, Jeff. Why don't you tell us, I mean, you've done this long enough, you've seen so much. What are some of the risks that we can be exposed to if we do live a long time in retirement?
Well, you know, that's such a great question, because that list is still being composed.
Right. Yeah.
That is changing all the time. Mm. But I'm going to have a little fun with this one and tell you some of the risks I see.
Okay.
And I'll give you a couple examples. We have a client and she's getting to be, you know, close to 90. And what's happened is she has more money than she knows what to do with.
Wow.
Right? Mm. And say, well, what risk is that? Well, part of the challenge is, you know, let's say she's had her home 60 years. So what has she done? She's got no mortgage, right?
Mm-hmm.
What else? She's got really low tax bracket mm-hmm. for property taxes. So she's got all those things going for her. So her overhead is maybe $3,000. Mm. She's probably got, $7,000 coming in.
Wow.
Guaranteed for the rest of her life. So even if she has to go into a care facility, and part of it is she's getting closer and closer to the time when, if she went into one, she's not going to be in there much longer, right? As you get older.
Right.
But I see the risk of not sharing that money with her family.
Right.
That's a huge risk. I see another risk a lot is you lose a spouse and you didn't share the time you had with them. You know, to me, that is, I'll get emotional here, but very, very drastic that, you know, I have clients, friends, people I know out there that, you know, didn't travel because they were waiting and waiting maybe to retire or waiting for this or that. And then they lose a spouse and they're like, oh my God, I wished I would have done this more. It was really sad. We had a client that went ahead and decided to retire early, and we went through that whole COVID situation.
Yeah.
He passed away
with
COVID, and we had sat with them and done 5 years of planning for travel, for them to just go out and do stuff. It's just about retirement is creating memories, and we say that all the time. Give us a call. We're here to help you create the most incredible memories in retirement. Give us a call now, 916-884-2584. Give us a call. We'll call you back. And you know, the first question we can answer, how much better can you make my retirement? That's a great question. So where are you now and where can you be in the future? Call us now, 916-884-2584.
And then make sure you check them out on their website too. It's monolithfinancial.com, monolithfinancial.com. And we just thank you so much for joining us. You are listening to the Monolith Money Show with Father Daughter Legacy Team, Jeff and Camille. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So Camille, the potential need for long-term care is, you know, obviously a difficult topic for anybody to think about or discuss, but should they have that discussion regardless, you know, who might want to be involved?
100% yes. This is number one, it's one of our key components of our Monolith Money Map is that healthcare, which includes long-term care. The reality is we are living longer and, you know, medicine technology is getting better. And so we've got prolonged lives. And, you know, unfortunately, healthcare is not getting less expensive. And so we're seeing that there's a higher and higher percentage of people that after age 65 are going to need some sort of long-term care, whether that's one or both. And, you know, it's a conversation I make sure to have with all of our clients, because I need to understand, do they have something in place? Are they potentially self-insured? Or would the potential of having some long-term care assistance put into their plan be beneficial? I have a couple right now I'm working with. We had gone ahead and followed our steps, made sure their risk management fit where they felt comfortable. We went ahead and we helped them solve for where their income was going to come in retirement. And so our next step was really to look at long-term care, since they both had to take care of their parents for long-term care. And we looked at that and we said, well, let's see, could we carve $150,000 out of your plan and you still be okay and comfortable in retirement, but now you know you've got this long-term care policy for them? I have to say, I've had the opposite side where when I asked a question about long-term care, this couple, and it's probably one of my favorite stories to tell, they had actually mentioned that their kids lived on the opposite side of the United States. Neither one of them was going to move either way. And somehow the kids were going to end up taking care of them for long-term care needs. And I just kind of went, how's that going to work if they're on the opposite side of the coast? And, you know, that kind of stopped them in their tracks and went, huh, I guess we kind of need to rethink that. So, you know, that's the great part of the discussions we have with people, is sometimes we bring up something you haven't maybe fully talked about or thought through.
So, you know, that brings us to this next question. You know, will my loved ones be okay if something happens to me? How do you guys help people with that scenario, Jeff?
Well, we actually discuss it. But what happens to your income if one of you passes on? Well, we know that if you have Social Security, you're going to lose one of them. We know that you may end up in another tax bracket because now you're filing single and not married. Just recently, I've been talking with a widow that her husband recently passed away and it wasn't something that she was prepared for. Oh. So it happened suddenly. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you're prepared for it because it may drag out. And I say that drag out because it's always hardest on the caregivers, but it may take a while and your spouse passes on after, you know, 3 or 4 years. Well, then you're kind of understanding of it. But what happens if it happens and just a few weeks or a month or so, you know, you're just not prepared for that? We go through that as part of the plan. So if you're not sitting down and discussing where you're going to be if something happens to either one of you, then that's a must. Give us a call. Give us a call right now. We will walk you through the whole process. 916-884-2584. We are here for both of you, 916-884-2584. Let's start planning your future.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.